2 Corinthians this morning, chapter number 13. And we're going to read verse number 5. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse number 5. Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for this day, for this time. We ask you to help us now as we come, Father, that we might be an able minister of the Word of God, and you would help us to preach, and Father, you would help us to hear. I pray your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I want to preach to you this morning on this thought, going for an exam. Going for an exam. Whether we're talking about a written exam or a physical exam, most of us, you know, I mean, that's just really not what we want to go do. I mean, to go for an exam. When we were in school, I'm sure that most of us, you know, we're not like all these youngins that's sitting in here this morning. They probably all just enjoy when it comes time to take a test. Amen. But Abby, I know, likes to take math tests. Amen. Amen. See there? See, they just, see how it is, test. But see, I had that reaction that Abby had because I knew Abby didn't like math. And, you know, tests. We get to talking about taking tests and having exams. And one man, he put it this way, and kind of the way I feel. He went to the doctor. And as he went to the doctor told him that, you know, he saw some things there he was concerned about. And he said, I want you to go to the hospital, and I want you to get a stress test. And he said he never had no stress test. He said he never heard anybody talk about a stress test. And so he said they sent him over to the hospital to take a stress test. He said, here's the thing about it. He said, every test I ever took in my life was stressful. I mean, that's the kind of way I felt. Every test that I ever took, it had a distress in the test. Of course, he went on and said, I thought they was going to set me down and ask me some hard questions or something. But while we may not like exams and tests, they're necessary. They're necessary. When we were in school, it was necessary to take a certain test to measure our progress, to see where we are. And in life, we go to the doctors. They do things, most of you go to your regular physician, they've probably got a routine they do. And, you'll walk back there, and I don't know, maybe the first thing they do is they walk you up there to that scale, and they'll say, get on. That's the first thing I don't like. And then they'll maybe set you down there in a chair, and they'll take your blood pressure and see how your blood pressure is. And they may, listen to your heart and see if you got one in there that's beating and all that kind of stuff. And, prick your finger and draw a little blood and so forth like that. And then, they'll take you and set you down in the exam room. You went to the doctor. They're checking things out. They did all that to me one time. And I'm sitting in there, and she stuck her head back in the door. Mr. Carroll. She said, how long you been having problems with your sugar? I said, I always been sweet. That wasn't what she was talking about. I ain't never had no problem with my sugar, I don't reckon. She said, it's really high this morning. So then want me to do something else. And so when the doctor came around, then he had a regimen. He had something. Well, he said, here's what we're going to do. Why? Listen, I told him, I said, I didn't even come up here and see about sugar. I didn't even know I was here. But guess what? Sometimes, it's kind of like going to church. Well, that ain't why I came. That preacher said something that I wasn't even thinking about that. That wasn't why I was going to church. But listen, it is exam time. It's see what's wrong. I had no idea. I didn't go to the doctor because I thought my sugar was high. I had no clue, but they come in and they found out that it was. And listen, here's what we need to do. See if we can't get this under control. Now, although I didn't go for that, I was glad they found it. That's something I needed to know. Sometimes folks get mad with the preacher because he tells them something they need to know. And in reality, it's not the preacher. God help us now. Listen, don't get me wrong. Us preachers ain't perfect and don't always say things in the right manner and sometimes get out of sorts, but God help us when our intention is we preach the whole counsel of God because it's what God knows that we need to hear. Amen. And listen, preachers need to hear it too. A lot of times when we preachers are in there studying, God's working and dealing with us, amen, and then we preach, but we have the exam. But this verse says, examine yourselves. Well, things just got better, didn't it? I can do that. I can examine myself. I can take care of myself. Now, I'm fixing to tell on some members of my family, and I might get in trouble right here, but it's been a few weeks back now, and Caitlin had gallbladder surgery. And she come down to stay with us. And she was with me on Wednesday. And she said, can we go to Momo's? And so we went to Momo's. Momo had a bone that was broken in her foot, and she's dragging that thing around. She can't hardly walk, can't hardly get up and down. Caitlin's had gallbladder surgery, and she's trying to figure out just how quick. She had this thing on Tuesday, and she's trying to figure out if she can go coach that basketball game and get back to work on Thursday. And so we go in, and guess what happened? Momo proceeds to doctor on Caitlin to make sure we're taking care and doing what we need to do. Caitlin said, Momo, what's wrong with your foot? We got a broke bone. I can't go to get up and down and go. Caitlin said, you going to the doctor? Yeah, I'm going to the doctor. Well, what day this week you going? I can't afford to go this week. I got too much to do. Now, here's what was funny about that. For the next hour, I just sat back and I listened to Caitlin try to instruct Momo on how to get better with her foot. And I heard Momo instruct Caitlin on how to take care of herself with a gallbladder, and ain't neither one of them listening to either one of them. And I'm thinking, boy, how how real this is in our spiritual lives, in our Christian life. Because see, the Bible even talks to us about when we examine, when we look about how we can see what's going on and what's wrong with everybody else. But that self-examination, for us, that, well, it gets harder to do. You know, and same thing, I might should have told it this way. I might have gotten in trouble because they're not here. And that's my father-in-law. My mother-in-law was ready to send him to the emergency room the other night. And I mean, he didn't go. He went up going to the doctor the next day. But she got the same thing about 3 or 4 days later. And Pam said, "Mom, I need to take you to the doctor." She said, "Why do I need to go to the doctor? I know what I got." Same thing he does. You see how we are. So we think, well, self-examination. This might be a test I like. Because I can examine myself. Well, here's the thing. When God talks about examining ourselves, what God's doing is He's talking about for us to be looking. You need to look into the mirror. I mean, is that not what we do? I mean, I looked in the mirror this morning before I came to church. I took care of everything I could, a lot of things I couldn't, but amen, you know, that's just the way it is. But where's our mirror? It's the Word of God. We look into the mirror of God's Word to examine ourselves. Now, if we're not careful, we can be forgetful hearer. And we can be like somebody that goes and looks in a mirror and sees that there's something on their face, but they just turn around and go off and they forget what they actually saw and they don't take care of it. But when we examine ourselves by the Word of God, amen, it reveals unto us this self-examination. It's not just that I'm all right. I'm the way a lot of people do. I'm as good as most folks. I think I'm as good as 85% of the people. That ought to be good enough, hadn't it? You know, maybe I'm as good as 99% of the folks. Is that good enough? Not if when we look into the Word of God, we see that God speaks to us about something that we need to deal with in our own hearts and lives. And so what we're really doing in a true Christian examination is what the psalmist did in Psalm 26 and verse 2. He said, "Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart." Well, amen. How is God going to examine us? Well, it's by the Word of God and the Spirit of God. And amen, we pray, examine ourselves. And so our exam is not based on what we think about ourselves, but it's based upon the very Word of God and our lives in light of that Word. If you remember Peter, what did Peter say? Peter said, "I don't know what everybody else is going to do," but he said, "I'm ready to go die." And see, that's exactly where Peter thought he was at. He thought he was at a place where he was ready to go die with Jesus, if that's what it took. And Jesus said, "No, you're not there yet. You're going to deny me 3 times, but not me." But see, here's the reality. God knew exactly where Peter was. Peter didn't know where he was. Peter thought he was in one place, and amen, and really he was still a good piece further back down the road. He hadn't made it to where he thought he was. Now, amen, he got there, but he wasn't there yet. And listen, if we have examined ourselves and we get our paper back and we got those red marks on there, you know, I don't know if any of y'all ever had any red marks on your test papers, but we should listen to Psalms chapter 119 and 59, where it says, "I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies." I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. To turn, we've looked and we've seen, and there's some things that we missed. And God help us to turn. You see, the particular reason why Paul is calling on them here to examine themselves was the fact that there was occasion to fear that many of them had been deceived. There in the church at Corinth had been many things that was going wrong. We'd say, well, it wasn't very Christian. And so that these irregularities and disorder in the church called Paul to ask this particular question. And so it is important in the highest degree for them to examine and have a examination of themselves to assert whether or not they are in the faith, he said, or whether or not they've been altogether deceived. I don't say that this morning trying to get anyone to doubt their salvation, but to take a real look at where we stand. For Paul feared, and he did fear, that some of them were not in the faith. They were just in the church building. He did fear that. But he wanted all of them, and it will do us all good to examine ourselves, to take a look at us, to try to do what? To make us better Christians, to see what it is that God would have us to deal with. You see, I can testify to the fact there are things in my life that used to be that are not anymore. And those, some of those things that used to be were not sinful things. It was just things that God, as we went on down the road, just whittled away and took out of my life and let me know that while that those things are not sinful for you, they're not needful. They're a distraction. They could cause problems. And see, there's things. And so we need to examine ourselves as Christians and see where we are. And this morning I want to ask some questions, just five quick questions here. And the first one is this, and I want to turn to the book of 1 John to see some of the answers to these questions. And the first question is, am I living like a Christian? Am I living like a Christian? 1 John chapter number 1. 1 John 1 and 5. This is a message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Living in the light means that we are living in a way that testifies to our relationship with God. So He says that we should walk in the light. Because if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. But listen, if we say that we're Christians, but we are continually, and this I believe is what Paul feared from some of them, they said they were Christians, but they walked in perpetual darkness. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. And so he said, let's see, because, amen, God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. Now there's none of us that can say that about ourselves. And that's why we need to continually examine ourselves. There's not a man that's been born in this world that you and I know, amen, save Jesus Christ, who was the Son of God, that can say that in me is no darkness at all. We've been tainted by sin. And so it's the very reason we need to try to examine ourselves, because you know what? Sin will say like weeds. I'm going to tell you what, I may not get a garden to grow, but boy, I can get weeds to grow. I mean, boy, I can plant that stuff in the garden and do everything you can trying to take care of it. You know, next thing you know, you leave it a few days and you go back out there and you look and you wonder, where's the beans? Where's the peas? Amen. Because while it's having a hard time struggling, growing, amen, it seems the weeds, they abound. And amen, that's what sin does in the life of people and Christians. Listen, the good things of our life, sin comes in and boy, it'll choke it out. It grows. It seems like it just feeds off everything. So the first question, am I living as a Christian? The second question this morning, am I obeying like a Christian? In 1 John chapter number 2, First John chapter number 2, we read in verse number 3, it says, "And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him." Obeying. Are we obeying like Christians? Now see, and here's the thing about this. I could ask you this morning, and this is how come we take examinations. Are we obeying like Christians? And you may can truthfully answer that question this morning, yes. But in a month or 6 months from now, amen, when that question is asked, we may have to say, "Oh, God, help me." Because see, there were some of God's people, Abraham, amen, did he always in everything obey as he should have? No, he didn't. He ventured off in some places that he shouldn't have went. We know the story about Jonah, that Jonah was the prophet, he was the preacher, but amen, guess what? He didn't obey in everything, because when God said go to Nineveh, that's just something, that wasn't what he wanted to do, and he went the other way. And so you see, amen, this is another reason why the examination is needful, because, amen, we change. Circumstances in this life and things happen in this life, and it has an effect upon us. It changes our views sometimes, because we want things to be a certain way, and if we're not careful, we'll see if we can't figure out how to twist it around to make it all right. So are we obeying as a Christian? Amen. If we love God, he said, "And hereby we know that we know him if we keep his commandments." Amen. Obedience is an important thing for us as Christians. The third question this morning, am I a practicing Christian? Am I a practicing Christian? In 1 John chapter number 3, we find these words beginning in verse number 7. "Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother." So the third question, am I a practicing Christian? Well, what exactly does that even mean? I mean, am I a practicing Christian? Now then, I believe you've probably heard this phrase, I have all my life, about different people. That, you know, well, they're Catholic, or they're Muslim, or they're Christian, but they're not practicing. They are a certain thing by what? By name. But they're not practicing. And what this means is that many people, they take a name, but they do not walk according to the beliefs of that name which they have taken. And so it was that Paul saw that there were some of them he felt had taken a name, but they were not walking according to the name that they had taken. Amen. And so are we practicing Christians? And here, in these verses, what we see is the practicing, the definition of the two things that are practiced in these verses is righteousness and unrighteousness. This is the things that are practiced, righteousness and unrighteousness. And if we examine ourselves and we see that we are habitually living in unrighteous practice, amen, we need, as Paul said to them, what would he have told them? Amen, we need to get right with God. We need to get saved. Yeah. But if we find that we are in, that there are areas and times when we stumble in our walk of righteousness, then we need to confess our sins to Him that is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You see, the child of God can sin. He can walk in disobedience and do things. But amen, he can't be real comfortable with it. God will work. The Spirit of God will convict. Listen, there was a time probably in each of your life, if you think back about it, where the sins and the things that you did, and I'm not talking about the gross sin. I'm just talking about living apart from God and the things that you did. I mean, you didn't think much about that. It didn't bother you. You just went on and did it. That's just who we were. When we were what? The Bible said when we were dead in trespasses and sins. But amen, since God has saved us, and what this verse is saying, amen, it's not that we absolutely cannot sin, but he said, Paul, you're not going to live in habitual sin. Examine yourself, see where you are. And John says here, amen, that's not the practice of Christian. But also the fourth question is, am I loving like a Christian? But we preached last week about God loves you. And we mentioned some about this, but in 1 John chapter number 4, we find in verse 7, Beloved, 1 John 4 and 7, Let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. The love that's here spoken of is an agape love. And what God is desiring to do is to bring us to the place where we love the way that He loves. And God help us to be headed toward that place, because that love that God loved us with is an unconditional love. I mean, He didn't wait for us to get everything right before He loved us. He loved us, the Bible said, while we were dead in trespasses and sin. Amen. He's been loving us a long time. Amen. He just loves on us, and God help us. The question is, what about us as Christians? Are we loving like a Christian? I pray that we are. The last question in this little examination as we look, and it is a very important one, and it's one of the reasons that Paul called them to a self-examination. But this question is, have I accepted Jesus Christ? Have I accepted the Son as my personal Savior? In 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 11, And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. You see, you can break folks down into categories and all this, but listen, there's two kinds of people in this world, and that's saved folks and lost folks. Amen. And that's what he said. If we have not the Son, if we've not accepted the Son, then we have not life. John 3:3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And so have we trusted Christ? We put our faith in Him and Him alone for salvation. We've trusted Him. We've given our heart and our life to Him. And if we have trusted Christ, then we can have full assurance of our salvation. But amen, just because we have full assurance of our salvation don't mean we don't need to every once in a while, and we'll just put it this way, take a little inventory and see where we are. You see, Peter, he was a disciple. He loved God, and he was one of God's children. But he wasn't where he thought he was. And God help us that we examine ourselves according to the mirror of God's Word. And we find, amen, where we are. And we see what it is that we need to work on in our own hearts and life. Listen, and if there's someone here that hears this that's never accepted Christ as Savior, guess what? Today's the day. Today is the day of salvation. So God help us to examine ourselves, to look at our own selves in the light of God's Word. I want to enclose and read us this verse in Lamentation chapter 3 in verse number 40. It says, "Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord." Let us search and try our ways and turn again unto the Lord. Listen, anything that we find that's amiss in our hearts and our lives, who do we need to give it to? We need to give it to God. We need to confess it. God, here it is. Here I am. See, it's no different with us than it was with Peter in this respect. Peter thought he knew where he was. God knew exactly where he was. Amen. God knows exactly where I am. He knows where you are. He knows what I need. He knows what you need. This morning as we sing, if you have a need this morning, you come. Amen.